Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. By now, if you're listening to the Farm Report regularly, you've heard our guests tell you how easy and how important it is to become a rainfall reporter. But did you know that help to get set up as a rainfall reporter can be local? Matt Brown is a Cocoa Ross County leader in Sheboygan. He volunteers his time to help other local reporters get set up and answer questions. Matt, tell me about being a local leader with the Cocoa Ross Network.
I've reported for Cocoa Ross, the organization, the nationwide network of weather observers, probably about seven or eight years now. And really have found it to be such a great experience and kind of looking for even more participation. And I, my regional coordinator here, Sarah Marquardt, said that there would be a county coordinator position open for volunteer position for Sheboygan County. So living here in Cedar Grove, I said, sure, why not? My main duty is to be in contact with other observers and put together a recruiting effort, essentially, so that we can have more observers in the county.
So tell me a little bit more about what led you to that. Why did you become a Cocoa Ross volunteer in the first place?
Weather has been an interest of mine since I was a young kid, and always looked for ways to... I'd look out the window. I'd watch TV, and you know, when I was younger, it was just about the only thing were newspapers and magazines and TV. So, essentially, with the start of the internet, grew my interest in following weather in greater detail. There's so many great options out there. And earlier, I was doing observing and submitting some of my reports to TV weathermen, and you know, getting a Cedar Grove on the TV screen was kind of fun, but I just wanted more, looking for more opportunities on the internet, especially for participation. And I ran across the Cocoa Ross organization, and what a perfect thing. It's going out there to my rain gauge after rain, and even on a daily basis, we have to record our zeros, but just the joy of being able to participate and be a part of watching weather awareness for the community and the environment.
Matt, how many volunteers do you have in Sheboygan County?
We have 35, I think, registered, but we only have about 15 that are actively involved. So my task is to increase that number. Our main goal is to have greater density of observers right now, and it's kind of scattered. We have a few in Sheboygan, and then several down my direction in southern Sheboygan County, and then I think just one or two up towards the Plymouth area in the northwest part of the county. So I'd like to see a greater density of, but just more observers per square mile, shall we say, just due to the variability of the weather itself.
Right, you always want more data to paint a more complete picture of what rainfall looked like.
And March is our March Madness month for recruiting. So we have a nationwide contest each state to see how many volunteers we can recruit. So it's been kind of fun trying to think of ways to get the word out.
There's a big competition between Wisconsin and Minnesota each year on who can sign up the most volunteers.
Yes. Minnesota, I think, has won the last couple of years. This year, they have a sizable lead. I'm not quite sure what the magic is of this state, but we'd certainly like to make a push here to get to close the gap. I haven't seen the latest standings, but most certainly Minnesota got a huge jump very early in the competition. So we got to find the secret to their success and do our best here in the state.
So, Matt, what else should people know about signing up to be a volunteer? What are the key points that everyone who becomes a Cocoa Ross volunteer should know?
Basically, you go to the CocoaRoss.org website, there's a submission form for you to fill out some fields, very easily done, submit that form. The only commitment is whatever commitment you can give. It can be on a daily basis, once a day, usually first thing in the morning. You know, I think we all kind of like to run out and check our gauges anyways after rain. So they do ask, even on days with no precipitation, to submit zeros, because the zeros count as data as well. And again, it doesn't have to be every day. It's the more data, the better. There's no obligations. There is a requirement to have a standardized rain gauge itself. There's a minimal fee, I think, of about $35, but it's so well worth spending the money on this gauge. The organization itself likes to have a standardized gauge so that the data is consistent and of quality in nature. But I just look at that investment as, not only do I get the rain gauge and be able to participate, make my data count, but I also, it's giving me value back in return, such as a website that provides forms, training. There's some taped webinars, there's some publications. You know, it's not just getting this rain gauge, you know, for $35 or whatever. It's an investment really that will capture your interest, and I promise you it'll give you great satisfaction. Everybody here in Wisconsin is interested in the weather, and we all talk about it, and this is kind of putting it to life, and it's fun.
Well, you heard it, folks. Currently, Minnesota is in the lead for new volunteers. If that's not reason enough to get signed up, hopefully hearing Matt Brown, Sheboygan County's volunteer coordinator, explain how easy the job is will do it. He also mentioned that you can access the reporting site right from your smartphone, so you can report from the barn or the tractor. You don't even have to be in the house. If you want to sign up, visit wisconsinweatherwatchers.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.